Chante Ott was released in January of 2009 after DNA tests raised doubts about his conviction for the 1995 rape and murder of 16-year-old Jessica Payne. Last June, Milwaukee prosecutors dropped all charges against Ott but did not rule out the possibility of retrying him. This week, Ott's attorney, Innocence Project co-director John Prey, petitioned the state claims board for $25,000 in compensation for Ott.
He lost 13 years of his life from the age of 21, when most people establish a career, get a family, settle down, and all that was lost. And so clearly, I think he's deserving of the maximum amount that this board can give.
But claims board chairman Steve Means says unless the Milwaukee district attorney sets aside Ott's conviction without prejudice, the state may decide against paying him compensation.
You must establish by clear and convincing evidence that you were innocent. And that's a much different standard than saying that you would likely be exonerated if you were tried again, or that there's not enough evidence to charge you. It is a difficult and a high standard.
But John Prey says it's very unlikely that Ott will face new charges because DNA found on Jessica Payne's body has been linked to accused serial killer Walter Ellis, who now faces charges in the murder of 7 other women. So far, prosecutors have not charged Ellis with Payne's murder. Meanwhile, Ott is suing the city of Milwaukee in federal court, seeking unspecified damages. The suit accuses police of framing him for Payne's murder. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.